Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, March the 11th and the whole week ahead. Big week because tomorrow there is a full moon and it's in Virgo. But the preparations start now because it's about a relationship or a partnership in your life. For many of you, it could be a make or break period. If you're single, it can easily be meeting someone new, but it's a full moon. So whatever happens, things will not remain as they are. They will either improve or not. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury square to Saturn is certainly going to put the cat amongst the pigeons, along with the full moon in your seventh house. Check it out in my book. You can change your life. It's the full moon in the seventh, which means a relationship or a partnership is really on the line now. If you're meant to be together and you can live together and work through your problems, it will last forever. If you can't, then it could fall apart at the seams very soon. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury is going to move into Aries, and for you as a Pisces, it's a good time to consider financial opportunities and options. It's also a positive time to think about money. Think about what you're doing. Don't just do things on feelings. Mercury is not a feeling planet. Mercury is intellectual and logical and has to have proof and evidence. And that's what you need now with any financial actions. Here's your Tuesday stars. When the moon links with Jupiter in the sign of Libra, then there's certain things that you need to realize. And one of them is there is a touch of fate about your stars now. Could well mean that one man's loss is another man's fortune, or female. Doesn't matter who, what sex you are. There is something coming your way, but it's all down to somebody else's generosity. But they may have a streak of bad luck to give you good fortune. And here's your Wednesday stars. It's later on in the day when things will begin to be easier to fathom out, but be warned, don't take risks. Don't act on impulse. Or if you're fine, be warned of somebody around you who does exactly that. There's no chance now of recklessness or rashness coming to a good end. On the contrary, it could lead to embarrassment or even humiliation. Take your time over everything. And here's your Thursday stars. One of the loveliest days. The potential of a moon Neptune is glorious because it's unconditional and it's kind and it's tender and it's caring. It's full of TLC. The richness of this combination has to be seen to be believed. So anything that you do now, if it's for the protection of others, the good of others, or you're doing something purely on principle, I can guarantee a good result. And here's your Friday stars, the most difficult aspect, and it is. It's the sun in your sign squaring Saturn in Sagittarius. And look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the first, squaring Saturn in the 10th. This is a dislike of authority, problems with authority, and a difficulty accepting what other people tell you. And that's your problem now. There is a clash between you and authority. Don't go into denial. Confront it, deal with it, or it could cause you problems for a long time to come.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.